Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, two Israeli embassy staff were killed last night in a shooting outside an event at the Capitol's Jewish Museum in Washington. And a suspect is in custody, according to the police. And David Smith, the Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us this morning. David, what do we know?
Hi. Well, yeah, we've had a press conference with the police who gave us some details about this attack that happened around 9 p.m. local time. A man was seen pacing outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, which is quite central in Washington. And then he approached four people and opened fire using a handgun. Two people were killed, a young man and a woman. And we've learned from Israeli officials that this was actually a couple who were getting engaged. The engagement ring had been bought. That's obviously a very tragic element of this story. The suspect then went on into the museum and was detained. I'm not sure what his intentions were there, but he was taken into custody. And as that was happening, he shouted, "Free, free Palestine," an obvious clue to his political motives, allegedly. And police have named this individual as Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, Illinois, aged 30. And the investigation continues.
Okay. And obviously, President Trump has commented on these, as he says, horrible Washington killings and described them as anti-Semitic. Sticking with President Trump, the issue around, I think it's fair to describe it as an ambush of the South African president yesterday.
Yes, I was in the Oval Office for this, and it certainly felt like an ambush. You know, for 20 minutes or so, there'd been a fairly cordial meeting between Donald Trump and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, but the issue came up around what Trump regards as a white genocide in South Africa, the persecution of white farmers. And suddenly it was almost like being in a James Bond film. He sort of very dramatically said, you know, dim the lights and switch on this TV. And everybody turned around to look. And there was about a 5-minute video of clips of opposition politicians in South Africa talking about shooting and killing white farmers. There was also drone footage of what were purportedly the graves of white people, although South African President Ramaphosa said he'd never seen this footage before, didn't know where it was. And, you know, following that and during quite a long meeting, there were several exchanges over this issue.
Yeah. And obviously, Trump, this wasn't an off, as sometimes with President Trump, you wonder, are things he says and does off the cuff? This clearly wasn't, because of the dimming the lights and the video that was clearly ready. The reaction within the United States to another quite unusual visit from an overseas head of state?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was. It's certainly being compared to what we saw in February with another ambush, really, of Zelensky, of Ukraine. Certainly, African-American groups have condemned it and said this is Trump trafficking in racist stereotypes again and being racially divisive. Others were, you know, very unimpressed by just this piece of theater trying to, you know, humiliate a foreign leader who'd come here, you know, with good intentions. Cyril Ramaphosa himself held a press conference later, and overall he was actually quite positive about what had been achieved today. You know, he thinks, you know, Trump is not yet fully decided on this notion of genocide. He's open to trade and investment issues as well. You know, the meeting did not quite go off the rails as the Zelensky one did, and I think that's partly because, you know, Ramaphosa kept calm, kept composed, and had backup from some fellow South Africans in the room.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is David Smith, their Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is hand-picked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.